for the Hammer Time Podcast, featuring former Dolphins broadcaster and current ESPN reporter, Hank the Hammer Goldberg.
Let's go get hammered!
Each week, Hank will talk to one of the biggest names in football and bring it to you right here on Dolphins.com. Get ready, it's Hammer Time.
Welcome to this week's Hammer Time Podcast on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network and Dolphins.com. I'm Hank Goldberg, and I'm pleased to be joined by old friend Bill Polian, and I don't miss his show at 3 o'clock, ESPN's NFL Insider Show, every day hosted by Susie Culber with Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter, and Bill Polian, six-time NFL Executive of the Year, architect of championships in Indianapolis, and of course, those great teams in Buffalo. Bill, it's an honor, and of course, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. You're a pretty busy guy at ESPN.
I am, Hank. Much busier than I thought I would be. But it's fun, and it's great to stay involved. And I'll be off to London tomorrow, as a matter of fact, to do the color on the radio broadcast of the Minnesota-Pittsburgh game on ESPN Radio. So I'm looking forward to it.
Bill, let's talk Dolphins and New Orleans, which is the Monday night game on ESPN, and the big game for Miami, which has gotten off to a good start. I know you were down here and had a look at him, and of course, I guess Tannehill's performances, bringing him back in fourth quarter games, has been very impressive so far.
Yeah, it sure has. I mean, I go back with Tannehill to his junior year, the year he came out from Texas A&M, and saw him in a shootout with Landry Jones at Oklahoma, among other times. Talked with Mike Sherman at length about him. I didn't have any doubts that he would be a good quarterback in this league, and it's not surprising that he's doing what he's doing, because he's got now talented receivers around him at every position, and he's the kind of guy that is going to get better with time, because he's a studious player. He's a guy who works at the game. He's a gym rat, to use an old hackneyed phrase. But he's in there night, noon, and morning studying. And guys like him get better and better, and sometimes even transcend their physical gifts. And he's a very gifted athlete. That's why he was a wide receiver at Texas A&M. So I'm not surprised by that, the fact that the Dolphins did such a great job of adding talent around him. You know, has caused them to play better, and experience has caused them to play better. But he's the real thing. I don't think there's any question about that.
One concern I have is that he's been sacked 14 times already in three games, and I wonder how he's been able to handle that kind of pressure.
Well, he'll do fine with it. You know, physically you worry about it a little bit, but as Joe Philbin said, both to us when we were there with our Sirius radio tour, and last night, or this morning maybe on Mike and Mike, he needs to get the ball out of his hand quicker. That's the whole premise of the offense. And every snap he plays, he will get better at it. So as long as he stays healthy, and he should do that because he's got pretty good escapability, he'll be all right. And the sacks will come down as the season progresses, because he'll get the ball out quicker and be more secure on going with the hot route or the sight adjust, and he'll get it out quicker. Those sacks will come down as the season goes along, I believe.
Bill, looking at the Monday night matchup, New Orleans now has won 11 straight games at home with Sean Payton coaching the team. And everybody knows what Drew Brees can do, but I think the big surprise with New Orleans has been the play of their defense. Rob Ryan, the new defensive coordinator there, has them playing very well so far. Has that been a surprise to you?
Yeah, it has. I have respect for Rob Ryan as a defensive coordinator, but I thought it would take some time to install his system, but that hasn't been the case at all. And interestingly enough, that's what we saw in training camp on our visit there. They were humming on all cylinders on defense. It looked like they knew what they were doing, and they were flying around. Now, their building gives them a tremendous advantage. because that crowd noise makes it so difficult. So it's the worst, in my mind, it's the worst place in the league. I know Seattle is trumpeted as being the toughest place to play, and it is awfully loud, but New Orleans, boy, it's really tough there. So a team that's an aggressive blitzing defense, which they are, who switches around alignments and makes you adjust protection and do all the things that you have to do at the line of scrimmage to pick them up, they have an advantage there, because it's almost impossible to communicate. When I was with the Colts, with Peyton at quarterback, we did it via hand signals because it was just impossible to use your voice. So that's a huge, huge advantage for them. That said, they're playing well no matter where they go.
Miami goes in there with some injuries on defense, including Cameron Wake, and this is going to be a showcase opportunity for Deion Jordan, who they traded up for in the draft. He's been playing sparingly, but they like what they see of him so far.
Yeah, but this will be I wouldn't make any judgments based on what happens against New Orleans, because this is the most high-powered offense in the league. And you know how I love Peyton Manning, but this outfit is humming on all cylinders. The combination of Sean coming back and taking the burden of leadership off Drew's shoulders. By that, I mean leadership 24 hours a day, and particularly in the media and in public, has given Drew a new lease on life. And they're so efficient offensively that whoever plays them has a really hard task. I mean, this is the two best offenses in the league by far are New Orleans and Denver. And the young man is getting a very difficult baptism of fire. I think he'll be okay, but if I were the Dolphins, I would much rather have Cameron Wake, but that's the nature of things in the NFL.
We're talking with Bill Polian, who is on the NFL Insider Show every day at 3 o'clock, and I recommend it for insider viewing. You get some tremendous information there. And talking about offenses, Kaepernick and RG3 off to slow starts this year. Are defenses getting onto them? Or I know in the case of RG3, he's coming off the injury, but I was kind of shocked to see the way that the Colts shut down San Francisco last week.
Well, I think it's far less defenses than it is the combination of injuries and players that are missing. In San Francisco's case, they're missing Vernon Davis, who is Kaepernick's security blanket. He's Kaepernick's guy. And that happens frequently with rookie quarterbacks. You know, they'll bond with one receiver who they know they can count on and who makes plays for them, and he becomes the security blanket and the go-to guy until their third or fourth year, when they really learn the whole league. So with Davis out, that's tough. Then they lose Crabtree, who was his other guy. And so they're devoid of receivers, and it's difficult for them. They are not a team that is built to pass block. They're a team that is really a power line. They're built to run the ball. And to create those third and threes and third and fours and third and fives, where they can throw a short pass to the tight end or a short pass to a possession receiver and keep the chains moving and keep the defense off the field. None of that has happened because they can't convert those third and fours. And then when you get those third and eights and third and nines, they're not really built to be a great pass-protecting team. So that's been a problem. In addition to which, people have figured out how to stop the option, and the way they've done it, as most people predicted, including myself, would be to whack the quarterback. And coaches get really worried about that. You know, how many hits can the guy take? So the combination of all those things plus age on defense for San Francisco has led them to where they are now. I think once Davis gets back and they can get a little more going in the passing game, they'll rebound. They're too good a team not to. and Kaepernick is a good quarterback. RG3 is a different story entirely, and this is one that you know, you and I are old timers. We've been around this game a long time, and you know that every player heals differently, that every player coming off an ACL is not the same generally for a year, meaning that RG3 probably won't be himself until Thanksgiving or maybe later. And as you know, and I know, because we've been around it so long, there's a tremendous apprehension on the part of a player who's coming off a very serious injury. And they don't play with the same abandon for maybe a year until they really get, you know, convinced that, okay, this thing is sound. And that's where he is. So it's Mike Shanahan is smart enough to know that we're not going to expose him when he's in this still recovering mode. He's beyond rehabilitation, but he's still recovering. He's still not 100%. So that's taken something out of the offense, but their defense has just been completely and totally unreliable. That's their problem. It isn't. RG3 gets better every week. You can see it. But the defense seemingly gets worse every week. So, when you can't play defense in the National Football League and you have to get into scoring contests, the odds are pretty poor that you're going to win.
Bill, before you go, there's a couple of races that are shaping up that look like they're going to be long-term. Indianapolis and Houston. I thought Houston was loaded, and they really disappointed last week. And another matchup this week, the Bears and Detroit are very interesting.
Yeah, I think that Houston still has enough to do it, but as their general manager said in the preseason, it's up to Matt Schaub to do it in the big games, and unfortunately he hasn't almost throughout his career. So he's got to step it up. They do have really good talent there and really good coaching, so I would think that in the end they'll prevail, but Schaub's got to perform. And Indianapolis has improved. I think they still have some difficulty defensively stopping the run, and that won't bode well against Houston. But anytime you got Andrew Luck, you're in the game. You know, the old saying, and I had it fortunately for 14 years there in Indianapolis, we'd get on the bus every Sunday morning and say, well, we got a 50-50 chance to win today because number 18's on this bus. They're the same way with Andrew Luck. I think Houston probably has enough when it's all said and done.
All right, Bill. And they've added a running back to Indianapolis, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, they have. And that's what they want to do, by the way. They want to play very just completely almost the opposite of the way we played. They would like to be a power running team and a clock eating team. So that's beneficial for them. What was the other race?
Bears in Detroit. My old friend Mark Trestman.
Detroit. Yeah. Well, that one to me is the more interesting one, because Detroit has a fearsome front four. I mean, they're physically intimidating. They are really, really tough. And it looks to me like they're hitting on all cylinders offensively. Reggie Bush was a great pickup for them, not running the ball, but doing all the things that he does in a passing game. And as long as he stays healthy, they're a dynamic team. And, of course, they have the best receiver in football in Megatron. Chicago, on the other hand, has really got a very good defense, although there's some age on it. And Henry Melton, who's their number one guy at the three technique, is lost for the season. So that's a huge loss. But offensively, with the addition of the tight end, the addition of Alshon Jeffrey coming on and playing well, and Mark Trestman juicing up that offense, that's a team that can be reckoned with. So I'm looking forward to this game. And I think that race in the NFC Central may be the tightest one, and it may go down to the last week of the season.
Bill, thanks so much. It's been great talking with you, and I'll be watching you at 3:00. That's a wonderful show you guys do.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate it. It's always great to be with you.
Okay, thanks. Bill Polian, ESPN, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, and he's an old dear friend, and NFL Executive of the Year 6 times. Watch him weekdays at 3 o'clock on ESPN's NFL Insider Show. Susie Culber is the host, and the NFL Insiders, Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, are on there. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back with us next week for another great interview.